A new measure in the Oklahoma legislature aims to increase healthy food options in places that don't have a lot of access to it. Proponents say the bill could improve rates of chronic disease and obesity. As part of our weekly conversation about business in the state, KGOU's Jacob McClelland spoke with Journal Record editor Ted Strewley about the proposal.
Ted Strewley, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Glad to be here.
So the Healthy Food Financing Act would try to help bring more healthy food into areas that don't have a lot of access to it. How would this work?
This would create a mechanism that would help grocers and small retailers like convenience stores stock more nutritious, you know, perishable items, non-processed foods. It's Senate Bill 506, and it would establish a revolving fund that the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry would oversee. So the money would have a lengthy list of possible projects it could fund, but it would include things like helping business owners build new locations or expand existing stores or buy new equipment. And it could also pay for communities to bring in mobile farmers markets or establish community gardens, things like that.
How much of the state currently has low access to food?
Well, the State Department of Agriculture estimates that more than half of the state's counties are considered to have low food access.
How much would this program cost the state?
Well, the initiative would get no state appropriations. The Department of Agriculture's existing grant coordinator would handle the caseload, so they wouldn't hire anybody. And the program would take donations and federal funds, place those into a state revolving fund, and then operate through grants.
This bill has its share of opponents. What are the arguments against this new measure?
Well, the main argument is they say the bill picks winners and losers among the state's food retailers. So they think public funds shouldn't be used to help support a faltering business at the expense of successful businesses in more populated areas.
Let's change topics now to talk about one of the MAPS 3 projects. Journal Record reporter Brian Bruce writes, the bidding process will begin on the north part of a 70-acre MAPS 3 downtown park. Where's this park going to be located at?
Well, Jacob, the park will be generally bounded by the new Oklahoma City Boulevard, South Hudson Avenue, Interstate 40, and South Robinson Avenue, but it is split into an upper and lower section by I-40, and the Skydance Bridge will be what connects the upper and lower parts of the park.
What's the design of the park look like?
Well, the first 36 acres that will be developed are going to be subdivided into 15 attraction areas. So that's going to include things like the Great Lawn, a cafe, a renovated Union Station, some water features, playgrounds, botanical gardens. And then eventually, as the whole park's developed, there'll be a large pond with a boathouse and a very large performance stage and some other amenities.
What's the park going to be named?
Well, we don't know yet. Mayor Mick Cornett has opened up a website. It's okc.gov/nameyourpark. And the city is taking ideas through April 7th. And then a selection committee will choose a name from among the most popular that were suggested. And they'll announce it at the park's official groundbreaking. Now, corporate naming rights are going to be available for the individual park attractions, but not for the park itself. They want a name that won't ever change, and sponsors tend to come and go.
We've been talking today with Ted Strewley. He's the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News. This is KGOU, your NPR source.